Dodge County Sheriff's Office here has Bree Frank and Sheriff Dustin Weitzel. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning.
Yeah. In your world, I know I just saw something come through that you did receive a grant for April, right?
Yes, that's our next one coming up. You drive, you text, you lose. You pay. Sorry. There's so many acronyms. You drive, you text, you pay. That one's April 1st through the 8th, and we'll have overtime enforcement. Deputies picking up hours for that overtime enforcement. We'll have more cars on the road, more people trying to look out for people texting and causing issues on the roadway.
Enforcing texting has got to be difficult. I would have a hard time unless somebody really... Is it hard to do that, I guess?
It is. Secondary offense.
Oh, I better turn your mic on first. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So it is extremely difficult. And so it's a secondary offense. So we're looking for, obviously, another infraction or a type of speeding again or a stop sign violation or something.
Yeah.
And you can see it on a stoplight or a stop sign where somebody runs a red light. And you can see that obviously their head's down or not paying attention to the roadway and stop them for that light. And then through the investigation or that conversation, it normally would be like, hey, were you on your phone or, something like that.
Yeah.
Context. And, more than likely or not, and even during accidents, we've had many accidents that have resulted in, somebody was texting or on their phone.
Yeah. Can I ask your thoughts on being able to mount your phone up on the dash? Do you think that's better or worse?
Oof, that's a good question, Chris.
That's my would you rather question this morning.
It's better, I believe, instead of having it down, looking in your lap where you're not, looking at the roadway or your surroundings.
So a lot of people use it for their map or
in a map.
If they're trying to find go somewhere.
Right. And having it up at, eye level or whatever, at least you can see, peripheral or around you. That something may be happening and the lights ahead of you and vehicles stopping in front of you. So it's a better option than not having one at all.
Yeah. True.
And then it's not in your hand texting.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little harder text or scroll Facebook.
I don't know how people can do that, texting and drive, because it's – I just don't know how.
I've seen people steering with their knees and the steering wheel. People are creative.
Yeah.
And then
two
hands on the phone, right?
Yeah. And not only, and we're talking about texting and driving, but there's a lot of things people do in a vehicle other than that. They're not paying attention.
Right. And I've been honked at a red light before, too, because I'm fiddling with the radio.
Sure.
Or I'm fiddling tell something that I'm trying to reach.
Or you drop
the light.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has experienced that where they get the honk and it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
But then, it's not. With the nose in the phone, necessarily.
Yeah.
So,
yep. Over St. Patrick's weekend, actually, was pretty quiet. It seems like, right?
Yeah,
it was.
Went pretty well.
Yeah, it was extremely good. Did our little mini grant for the 3-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think Sergeant Frank has some stats from that.
Yeah, we only had, which is good for us, right? One arrest for driving under the influence of alcohol. So that means that people. Had sober drivers, whether that's Lyft or Uber, or they call a friend, people had sober drivers. We did have 8 speeding citations and a reckless driving citation and 1 fugitive apprehended and then 2 citations for minor in possession. So that was a total of 84 hours between the 7 deputies. So it's good for us. We're always like, oh, our numbers aren't great, but that's good. We are out there. We're making stops for traffic violations, but we're not getting those DUIs. So people are being responsible and listening to the message.
And that's just it. Like Sergeant Frank said, our goal is to keep the impaired drivers off the roadway. And so if, we're out here telling you that we're going to be out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have more deputies on the road. And if we don't have any, I think that's an excellent weekend. The people have been more responsible, getting rides, calling a cab or an Uber. And if, we run across one and then we're doing our job and taking them into custody.
Good job.
Yeah. Is there a spot right now? I know I've asked you this before where, you're seeing more possible accidents or the possibility for an accident to happen. Most of the construction seems to be done in, on most of the major highways right now, like the roundabout, the Southeast Beltway is going pretty good.
We have had some accidents on the roundabout. We're having a slow transition to people yielding to other people. I would say I've worked a few accidents down there, but it's again people learning, like, oh, I have to I have to yield to this lane or mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So I would say right now, Highway 30 west to North Bend is still kind of a hot spot. They're still working on those other side, and then also just south of Scribner in that construction zone. So yes, construction around Fremont has definitely gotten better, and it's mostly all done, but we